Then the next one I was in was at, we was coming out of Hot Springs, and we had two units, two diesel locomotives, and we met another train at Butterfield. It had four units, and we had 43 cars, never will forget it. And we was out of Hot Springs, we met this other train, and we had to back up, and they set out part of their cars, and they had way over 100 cars, and had a big lot of Luna Moore for box, for Jones's Mill, and that big Luna plant over there. And so the fireman was running the engine, and the engineer was named Luther Brakebill. I was on the train that we was meeting there. And we was up in the cab, and we was sitting there, and they called on the radio. We had radios in, and this was in 1956, I guess it was, or 55. And so they called on the radio and told us to, asked us to back up. Well, we started backing up, and we backed up, and we backed up, and directly called again, said, you're going to have to back up a little bit more. Well, we had to get the conductor on the caboose so we could back up. We were afraid we were going to get to a crossing, and so where he could pull air and stop us back there. And when we, and so we was backing up, and this we were sitting up there in the cab, and just going real, just backing up real slow, and just out of the blue sky, we looked at, it's night. I said the blue sky, it was after dark, way after dark. Looked up, and we saw that their headlights coming right at us there. And they had, the fireman had used all of his air up, and he didn't have enough air in his reservoir to stop the train. And they run ahead on, we had a head-on collision. And so we was all trying to get off, and I run out the side, on the left-hand side of the engine, and we had that gangway bar you could hold to as you walk along the engine. I went out, I just run out there real quick, and I could see it, ballast, a white ballast at the end of the ties. And so I just took both hands and just went out under, just threw myself underneath that ballast. Underneath that, but we was moving fast enough that when I hit the ground, I thought, boy, I was a long way down, and I jumped off of a little trestle, a piling trestle there. Well, I was just lucky that there wasn't any big rocks down there, but just about the time I hit the ground, the two engines hit, the two trains hit together, that train run into us. Well, I just went crawling through the saw bars and the blackberry bars, trying to get away, and they didn't catch on fire, but they just those electric motors and all, they just went every place, fire, electricity, and other guys, and some of them got out of the cab, others didn't, but we managed to just get knocked around, and nobody got bunged up very bad. Well, the train that run into us, why, they had jumped off just before the hit. And so, and the brakeman, the head brakeman on the train that run into us, why, we lost him, and they couldn't find him. And they knew he jumped off. Well, we started looking to see what the damage was done. Didn't either train have any air on it, and it broke a train line on 13 cars behind the engine. With ours, we didn't have any air on our train. And then we went to back to look for him, and everybody was hollering. His name was Jimmy Roberts. We was back there hollering, trying to find out where he was, directly we heard him holler. We thought he was covered up. They had a whole bunch of pulpwood, and then they had pulpwood and corn and everything else. It was going to Camden and going to that Shoemaker base where they stored all that, all kind of grain down there, and then to Camden. The wood was going to Camden. They had a bunch of cars just turned crossways all back to back of their train, and they knew that's about where he jumped off, they said. Well, we thought he was under those cars, but we kept hollering for him, so he went up on the, and directly we heard him up on the side of the hill up there. He was hollering, and he hollered that he was up there, and so we got him, and so we managed to get by, all except the damage was done to the track, and that was one time everybody was scared to death.